Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Want to know right now, what is the hardest part about being a girl? Asking this because, one, I see Amber get ready every single morning, and you got all these creams, all these powders, all these brushes.
It's a lot.
It looks like a lot.
That's why I don't do it often.
Yeah. It is so easy to be a guy compared to a girl.
Sure.
Finding this out, I'm having a procedure done on my armpits after the show today, and because of that, I had to shave my armpits.
Let me see. Oh, that's so weird.
Isn't that weird? I look like a child. And so I had to shave my armpits.
Oh my gosh.
It was such a process to do it. I didn't know you had to put soap on before you. I just dry shaved it. And I've never experienced an itching like that in my entire life.
Yeah, you got to have some lubrication there, or it's just going to be like bumpy and itchy. And
I wish I would have known that ahead of time.
You did that. You asked me.
Yeah.
I was like, are you going to trim it first and then shave it? Or did you just go like full shave?
I did it with a beard trimmer. Because I had a lot of I've never shaved my armpits before.
Oh my god!
And it was seriously the worst itch I have ever experienced in my entire life. And I also cut my armpits, which I didn't know were a thing.
Yeah.
And there was cuts everywhere. I was like putting like bits of toilet paper on there. It was just a mess. It just made me realize, guys, we have it so easy compared to girls. Girls, please help us out and explain, like, the BB creams, all that stuff. What is the hardest thing about being a girl?
For me, it's probably either, like, not having equal pay and/or, just kidding, or the whole childbirth thing.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, we don't have to do that. We lucked out in that department.
Yeah, not everyone has a child, and I don't, but I imagine it's pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
You guys don't have to necessarily do that. So,
reach out to you on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTannerInTheMorning. What's the most difficult thing about being a girl?
Wendy from Santa Rosa says, I'm not telling you what's worse, Tanner.
Julia from Petaluma says, armpits are so easy. Hair and makeup are way harder. They never turn out right when you really need them to.
So true. Cindy from Roner Park says, I think it's doing makeup and hair that takes so long.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What do you think the term tall girl vibes means? I need help because I'm really uncool. I was walking around the office yesterday and our friend Kylie, I ran into her and Kylie's already what, like 5'10", 5'11"?
Yeah.
And what was she wearing yesterday?
I think she was wearing heels.
Yeah, really tall
ones. And so she was taller than me.
Yeah. Towering. And I just like looked up at her and I was like, do you have to wear heels? And she was like, yeah, that makes me pretty tall, but I also feel really great in heels. She was like, but you're tall, aren't you, Amber? I was like, no, I'm 5'5". And what did she say to me after that?
She said, well, you just have tall girl vibes.
What does that mean?
You just have tall girl vibes. I think that's a compliment because, I don't know, it's what people on Instagram call, like, what, a boss babe or whatever it's called.
It's like, saying boss babe is my favorite thing this week.
Thanks. But it's like, you have confidence.
Okay.
Like, you're larger than life. You're like, I'm going to seize the day. That's my interpretation.
I feel like, does it mean I walk around like this?
Like a robot?
With my, like,
what is that?
I'm trying to, like, hold my shoulders up and, like, walk with confidence.
That is not what
I
people call boss
me.
Babe.
I don't know. I was curious, like, what exactly it meant. Like, I tried to get her explained to me. She said it's just like the way you carry yourself, which
that's a huge compliment.
I like it.
Oh, sorry. I was just gonna say I get the opposite. People are like, you're 6 foot. What?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's what it says on my license, at least.
That means it's true. All right. Well, we asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What does it mean to have tall girl vibes?
Jim from Rona Park. It seems like he agrees with us. He says short but confident.
Huh.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Valentine's Day is just in a few weeks.
Valentine's Day, we celebrate. Everybody.
Everybody clap your hands.
What is Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah, it's a day to celebrate love. It's a day to celebrate caring for one another. And we want to hear from you right now. When did a Valentine's Day present go wrong?
Ooh, give us a call with your story, 636-1-HOP.
My name is Nick from Hillenburg. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I've got a gnarly, gross story about a Valentine's Day gift. I was going to be the nicest guy ever, and I bought my girlfriend Dove. And I built a little Dove case, and I set him outside in the garden. And we woke up the morning to go say, you know, show to her, and I was so excited. And when we got out there, the raccoons had reached in through the fence, grabbed a hold of him, and pulled him out in pieces.
Oh, my God.
Instead of showing her some doves, there was just pieces of birds laying everywhere, and that relationship didn't last long, but it was the thought that counts, right?
That is a nightmare.
I'm so sorry that happened.
Horrible.
That's traumatic.
It was.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Raccoons are evil.
And the way that they reached in and pulled these animals apart, in my mind, I'm like, oh, these animals were tortured. You know, it was horrible. So.
Not a good way to go out, for sure.
I guess that's a mental note for everyone. If you get your significant other doves, make sure to check on them the morning of.
Or keep them inside. Raccoons cannot be trusted.
No.
Swerving. Gattati. Tanner. Since you don't have a girlfriend, can you get me an 870 shotgun with some ammunition for Valentine's Day?
Can I get you one?
That's what I want.
Okay, I'll get you one, okay? I don't even know how, but...
Are you saying that you're Tanner's girlfriend now?
Well, maybe not for Valentine's Day, but maybe for Christmas.
Tanner, this gun is like $400.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Is there something you do that annoys your partner or your roommate or your mom? Tanner, I need you to be honest with me. Do you think I have too many thermoses?
I've never analyzed how many
right?
thermoses you, to be completely honest.
Because you're a normal human being.
Yay.
Well, if you don't think I do, there's someone that does apparently think I have too many thermoses, and that is my fiance. He went on a whole rant about how I have three thermoses.
Okay, three thermoses?
I have this one. It's a Yeti. It's like a seafoam green, I guess. Then I have a pink one that's marble, and then I have a silver one, and those are the ones I use. And listen, there are 5 days a week. I could have five thermosi if I wanted to.
Thermosi.
He was just like on a rant. He was like, why do you have so many thermoses? Why can't you just use one thermos every single day and just wash it?
Is he a minimalist? Is he just wanting to get rid of things? Does he want to put something else in the cupboard?
No.
He just wants...
He wants to have nothing, I think. I think that's the ultimate goal. He just like... He also had like a thing yesterday where he wanted to throw everything away. He gets in these moods.
Weird.
I don't know. Maybe I like to keep too many things, and we're complete opposites in that way.
I'm a bad resource because I have like 12.
Yeah.
I actually have too many.
Okay, that's not... I mean, still.
Still, like, but three isn't that much. You're fine.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
But he thinks I'm crazy, and I am a little bit. But, like, what's the big deal? I'm like, why do you care? It's just not, like, what's the harm about me having three thermoses? There isn't, right?
I don't think so at all. And I think the biggest thing my roommate has an issue is actually with thermoses as well, is I don't wash thermoses immediately, and I'll leave a little bit of coffee, and I've ruined at least six of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something people can actually be mad at me for, though.
Well, what is something you do that annoys your partner? We asked you on Facebook at facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Kelly from Georgia says, when I don't clear the microwave time, the opening before zero, and leaving seconds on the time.
No. Tanner, you know that's one of my worst pet peeves, too. So
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show.
Only on Froggy 92.9.
Amber, do you notice anything different about me today?
Not really.
No?
What's different?
Not like anything right here.
Just barely.
Just barely?
What is with the mustache, sir? Please explain yourself.
I tried to grow up my beard for a month, and it looked really bad, and it was really embarrassing. And so I shaved it off, and I'm rocking the mustache for a day, or two, or maybe forever.
Please don't.
I look like bloated Luigi.
You've been thinking about that one for a while, haven't you?
I have. I even posted on my Instagram story yesterday, at TannerChambers_. But I'm trying to figure out my facial hair configuration. I feel like it's a very important thing for a man. And I bring this up because I don't want to end up like Garth Brooks.
What happened to Garth Brooks?
He has like every picture of Garth Brooks, he has a different facial hairstyle.
Trying it out.
He has a goatee. He has a beard. He has like a soul patch.
Yeah.
Every photo of Garth Brooks on every album, he has different facial hair. And I don't want to be like that. I want to have like one solid look. Is it the mustache? Is that my look?
I don't think it's the mustache.
Okay.
I don't love that for you.
Okay. I have... I look so bad. Why did I keep it? I narrowed it down to four options.
No idea.
Four realistic options, because I don't have a lot of facial hair. I posted a picture of Sam Elliott's mustache,
okay.
Garth Brooks and his goatee, Jordan Davis's beard, and Henry Cavill just shaved completely clean. What hairstyle should I go for? I mean, if I'm clean shaven, I'll look like Henry Cavill, right?
Mm-mm.
That's not how that works.
I don't think that's how it works. That's like me saying if I dye my hair red, I like Scarlett Johansson in Marvel movies.
I mean, you definitely will. What are you talking about?
No.
What's your pick? Of those four options, what's your pick, Amber?
I think you should go like the full Sam Elliott mustache.
I think so, too.
I think it would take
like
a while,
it.
But I'm for it.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Ed from Sebastopol said, can you even grow facial hair?
Wow, Ed. Rude. Spencer from Lakeport says, I prefer clean shaven, but that Sam Elliott stash is top notch.
And Dennis from Healdsburg said, I think Garth has it going on.
Okay.
With the goatee.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's a show that you thought would be real bad? So that looks like a bad show, but you ended up watching it and loving it. I was looking for something to watch last week on Hulu, just out of sheer boredom, because I'm stuck at home. And like a little preview came up for Desperate Housewives, started playing. I was like, whoa, this sounds riveting. And I started watching it, and it's so it's so good. I'm really shocked that I love it, because I was like, that doesn't seem like something I would like to watch. But I'm addicted. It's great.
And now it's actually riveting, not just sarcastic riveting, but now you love it.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Has this ever happened to you?
Not with Desperate Housewives. No, I've never watched it.
No, I mean like with a show.
I know. You know, I put on the show Ink Master on one day when I was just going to clean for some background noise, you know. And I ended up sitting down and watching it, and I love the show Ink Master now. I don't have any tattoos on my arms or anything like that. But now when I see people in public, I'm like, ooh, the shading on that is nice. Look at that.
Where did they get that done?
What is that, American traditional? And I've just turned into this weird tattoo expert because I love the show Ink Master.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
Are you planning on getting tattoos now?
No. I'm not tough enough.
Well, I was curious, does this happen to anyone else, and maybe get some recommendations for shows as well? So I asked on Facebook, what's a show you thought would be kind of bad, but you ended up loving it?
Patricia from Roanoke Park said Letterkenny.
Ugh, my cousin Chris keeps telling me to watch that show. Apparently, it's really funny. Then Eloy from LA says Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls, nice. And Kim from Santa Rosa said The Bates Motel. That is a great show.
Have you watched it?
I have watched all of it.
Oof. It seems kind of scary, spooky.
It's a little spooky, but it's the perfect amount of spooky.
That's good?
Yeah.
All right.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Headline in a haystack. Tannery's headlines. Amber tells us which one is a lie. Because it's headline in a haystack.
Amber, your record for 2021 is 3-6 for a headline in a haystack.
Ooh.
Let's make this a little more interesting.
Okay.
I've received a lot of complaints about my mustache that I have on my face. So until you get a correct answer, I'm going to keep it. But if you get it right, I'm gonna shave it off.
Today?
Today.
Right now?
Right now. It takes like 2 seconds to do it because I have like nothing on my face.
I hope I get it right.
The pressure is on. Sonoma County wants you to shave this stash. Are you ready?
Yes.
Headline number one, woman divorces man because of his obsession with My Little Pony. Headline number two, Australian government urged to try and recover student loans from the dead. And here is headline number three, burglar ransacks home only to take son's tuba. What is the headline in a haystack?
I'm going to go with the most confusing but also most serious one, the Australian student loan debt thing.
That is the headline in a haystack.
No way!
All right, Amber, it's time. I am shaving my mustache.
Ew, where's the hair going?
Everywhere.
He's just shaving it on top of his board and mice, and it's...
I'll clean it up.
It's gone.
All right, you did Sonoma County a favor.
I didn't know that's how you used one of those things.
Yeah, now I don't have a mustache anymore.
It's gone. How do you feel?
I feel better. How do you feel now that you have a 4-6 record?
I feel like I got hair in my mouth.
Headline in a haystack.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
I am doing something really shocking. I have joined this month's F45 challenge via F45 Bennett Valley in Santa Rosa.
Now, what goes into this challenge? You just have to work out a bunch, or is there more that goes into your day-to-day lifestyle?
Basically, so it's a fitness program where F45, you know, they plan out your workouts to show you what you can do. You have to work out 5+ days a week to be in this challenge. Plus, they have like meal plans for you. You have to like hold yourself accountable with this like workbook. So it's like you diary everything and then they check it at the end of the week.
And because of that, do you get like epic results? Or you're supposed to?
You're supposed to. But what's really cool about it is they make it fun. At the end of the challenge, at the end of 6 weeks, you can either get first place or second place based on, you know, how much you challenged yourself. And
that's cool.
They're really fun and really supportive, but I'm kind of worried. I need some more advice on what to do to help myself stay on track.
So we want to reach out to you. Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Kelsey from Morona Park gave you some advice. She says you definitely need a friend you can text. That's what keeps me accountable for sure. Maybe I should, maybe not this time around. I'd have a heart attack, but maybe I could join back again, or maybe your friend Sydney, something like that.
Maybe. Luckily, our friend Jess, who's a trainer there, she has my number and
cool.
She's been texting me, giving me some advice. So maybe she's who I can talk to for now. And then maybe next time you can join me and we'll see how it goes.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Well, do you have any advice for me on how to stay on track? Give me a call.
636-1-HOP.
Oh, hi. My name is Dawn and I'm calling from Runner Post. So my fitness tip is tracking your food.
Okay. What do you use to track your food?
I did Weight Watchers and I lost 48 pounds from it, and it's just amazing. And you just really don't realize portion control and things like that until you track your food.
Downloaded the Weight Watchers app. I've also heard that Noom is a good one to use.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one. I've only tried the Weight Watchers, but what I liked about it is it enables you to live your life. You can still have a glass of wine. You can still have a beer. You just have to tailor your day around your point.
Yeah.
And it's just so doable.
I love that.
I did it in about 10 months and I've been able to keep the weight off, and it's like a way of life now.
Awesome.
And I think eggs are 0 points.
Yeah, eggs are 0 points. Yeah. Chicken is 0 points. And fruits, vegetables, salmon, shrimp. So it's like you have to just tailor your day around 0 point foods, and then you can still have like that brownie or a glass of wine or.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning, right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
So many of us have taken a bad license photo. Hey, it's life, it happens. But our friend Joe, he got his photo license back and half of his head is missing.
How does that even happen?
I have no idea, but he's bald, so that's what I'm very suspect of.
Okay.
So let's call Big Joe right now and hear the story from him.
Oh my gosh, is this Amber and Tanner?
Never heard of them.
Who's that?
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, what's
Hello.
Going on?
Hey, we're talking to Big Joe from Mornings with Beth and Big Joe at Y100 in San Antonio. We saw your photo that you posted of you and your license. Can you set up what the photo looks like?
Yeah, I can tell you all about it. I pretty much look like Humpty Dumpty, and I don't know what happened with it, and I'm glad you called me Big Joe and not Humpty Dumpty, because the newspapers out here are, they did an article on me, and they said DJ looks like Humpty Dumpty.
That's so rude.
Well,
how did you feel?
My wife called me that too. Like, everybody thinks, oh, it's Humpty Dumpty. Like, thanks. The fat guy needs more of that. But I don't know what happened. I'm originally from Michigan. You guys know, working in radio, sometimes you can move all around all the country. And I got a job in Texas, so I had to update my ID.
Yeah.
I had to wait because of COVID about 5 months to get in, and I finally got it. My beard's looking on point, which means a lot to me because I'm a big, bald guy, so all I have is my beard. I take the picture. They show it to me at the time. It looked perfect. I mean, I was ecstatic. I wait 2 weeks. I open up the mail. My wife's photo looks beautiful. She's happy. She's smiling. I open up mine. I'm like, what the? And yeah.
So basically, like, the photo, the background ended up taking up half your face. That's why you look like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, I'm not really good at photo editing, but maybe Amber or Tanner, you guys know this. You know, like on Instagram, for example, one of the filters you can do where you can highlight a certain area, or like the circle, like a focal point kind
yeah.
of? It looks like they did that as an oval on just like my eyes on down. So it's like I'm Humpty Dumpty with a little bit of facial hair.
How does that happen? Do they have any explanation or?
No, they haven't told me anything. And we've had like listeners and people reach out on social media, and they're like, it happened to me too. I've heard from a lot of bald men out there that it's, that they've had the issue too. So I don't know if it's discrimination against bald men out there or women. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a huge possibility. You need to check in on that. I would sue if I were you.
Yeah, totally grounds to sue.
Well, yeah, if I'm not going to win the Powerball or Mega Millions, I got to get money somehow.
Big Joe on the line right now. Where can we find you on Instagram?
You can find me. Well, I might change myself to Humpty Dumpty, but as of now, all my social media is Big Joe Pesh.
Perfect. Give him a follow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Amber and Tanner. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Bye, Joe. Thanks.
This is Amber and Tanner on Demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
It's time for Amber's Adventures. All right. So I decided to go on a hike Monday. And I was Googling things. You know, I was in our office and I was calling park rangers. I was like, are you guys open? Are you guys open? There's a wind event. Can I come? Can I come to your place?
You were on it.
So we went to Sonoma Valley Regional Park. Have you ever been there, Tanner?
I have not.
Why did I want to call you Helen just then?
I don't know.
Helen's maybe got, talking about
got some
me.
Some Helen vibes.
It's in Glen Ellyn. That's why I wanted to call you Helen. So Sonoma Valley Regional Park is in Glen Ellyn. I've never been there before, but it was beautiful. It's like, the trail is surrounded by this lake, and you look off into the distance. There's mountains. I mean, just like a lot of places here in Sonoma County. But it got me wondering, and I even asked my fiance who was with me, what hikes, what trails have like the best views in Sonoma County? Do you know anywhere specific, Tanner?
Not specifically. I know there's one by Santa Rosa Avenue in Santa Rosa that's pretty great. I don't know. The name escapes me at this time.
Taylor Mountain, maybe?
Taylor Mountain. But you've probably been there before. That seems like a pretty...
I have, and it does have great views. Have you hiked Taylor Mountain before?
I have. I had
it's
a great time.
Doozy.
Yeah.
Well, I asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What hikes or walks, trails, pathways have the best views here in Sonoma County?
Holly from Roner Park says Gunsight Rock.
I've never been there. I think it's closed, but... I'm going to have to look that one up.
Check in with your park ranger.
Yes. Jim from Santa Rosa says Jenner Headlands is a worthwhile hike. Take the loop to the Pole Mountain Fire Lookout and back. That's some great information, Jim. Thank you.
And that's a fun drive, too, out from Santa Rosa.
Ooh.
Jennifer from Sebastopol said Sugarloaf.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
The inauguration was yesterday. There were a lot of great memes that came out of it. First, the Bernie Sanders just sitting there with his big gloves just hanging out. Exploded all over the internet.
It's funny.
But another meme that came out was former President Bill Clinton. It looked like he was falling asleep during President Joe Biden's inauguration. And pictures of him sleeping went everywhere online. And I've seen the pictures. I'm not convinced that he's quite asleep, but maybe just a little snoozeroo.
You know, I've seen lots of pictures of Bill Clinton falling asleep on the internet. I think he's just tired.
Yeah.
I think he's just getting to that age where he's just like, I'll just take a little nap right here.
Sometimes when you got to take a nap, you got to take a nap, even if you're at the inauguration. Amber, have you ever fallen asleep during a super important event in your life?
I wouldn't say this is super important, but our first day here, it was like before we were on air, we were in a meeting, and I was so exhausted because I had just finished moving the day before. I started to doze off in a meeting here on Froggy 92.9.
On your first day.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
I was like, so sorry, guys. I'm just pooped. What about you?
On my graduation day, when I graduated from high school, we had to do like a dress rehearsal type thing for like, this is how it's going to go. This is when you walk here, you're supposed to sit here, et cetera, et cetera. I had an epic night out with my friends the night before the rehearsal. And so on graduation day, I fell asleep at the rehearsal. So on graduation day, I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, I'm just going to follow everybody else and hope it goes well.
That's all you can do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We'd love to hear from you. Have you ever fallen asleep at an important event?
6361 Hop on the line right now. We have Shelby from Occidental.
It was my ex-husband. It was there. We were married at the time, but it was actually our first child's birth.
What?
We had been in labor for like 18 hours. He finally took a nap, and the next thing we know, she was here, and we couldn't get him awake.
Oh no!
In the moment, I was mad, and I didn't share the baby for like the first hour. But after that, now I realize we were both tired.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Joe Biden has been sworn in as our 46th president. But we're talking about another Joe, Joe Exotic. He really went in on Donald Trump yesterday for not pardoning him before leaving office.
Yeah.
He really thought it was going to happen.
He had a limo outside and everything.
Yes. So it's time for Which Joe Said It? Joe Biden or Joe Exotic? You ready to play, Tanner?
Let's do it. This is going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm going to read you a quote, and you just have to guess whether it's Exotic or Biden.
All right.
Here we go. I learned more in 11 months in running for president than I did in 12 years of school. Who was it?
I know for sure that was Exotic.
You are correct. All right, you're 1-4. Was it Joe Exotic or Joe Biden? Sleep was like a phantom I was too tired to chase.
Now that sounds very sophisticated. I'm going to go with Biden.
You're correct. You're 2-4, Tanner. All right. Here's statement number 3. Is it Joe Exotic or Joe Biden? I have pretty good, strong support in Tulsa.
Biden?
That's incorrect. It's Joe Exotic.
I think we forget sometimes that Joe Exotic ran for president.
Yes. All right. You're still 2-4, down 1. Here's the last statement, Tanner.
Ooh.
You ready? Is it Joe Biden or Joe Exotic? I might be president now if it weren't for the fact I said I had an uncle who was a coal miner.
Exotic?
It's Joe Biden.
Dang it. Dang it.
You got a grade of 50 on that one, Tanner. That was kind of hard, though.
That was really hard.
Like you said, it's easy to forget that Joe Exotic ran for president. Like, why?
Right. I got to rewatch Tiger King.
Yes, I think we all do.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
I really appreciate everyone reaching out to me about, we just talked about this on the show, about how I'm recently single and I'm going to be living alone for the first time. I'm really anxious about that first moment when I drop my past partner off at the airport, coming back home to an empty house. How do you deal with that? How do you move on from that? How do you make your life better after, you know, this person was my best friend for 6 years?
Yeah, I know. That's got to be tough. And we would love to hear from you. If you have any advice for Tanner, give us a call.
636-1-HOP.
This is Mandy from Santa Rosa. So my first question before I give you any advice is, who's keeping the cat?
I am.
Okay. That was going to be my first advice, is get a little buddy, because when I have split up, especially from a significant other, it is actually kind of hard to come home to an empty home when you're so used to coming home to someone. So having a little buddy at home is really nice, even if it's if it's cat. So I'm glad you're keeping the cat.
Thank you.
But customizing your home to what makes you feel comfortable and doesn't necessarily remind you of what has left your life is also really nice. So buying new stuff, even if it is costly, can feel like twice as valuable as the dollar amount you spend on it. So I highly recommend buying new stuff, even if it's the littlest thing like a new toothpaste brand or something. It really does make you feel better in the whole process of transitioning.
That's such good advice. I appreciate that more than you know.
Well, I learned it the hard way, so that's where that's coming from, unfortunately. Yeah. But I wish you lots of luck with it.
Thank you. I really
enjoy the process.
I'm trying my best. Do you feel like you're a better person from having that experience?
Oh, totally. And I've been the one to make the decision to have to, like, I obviously don't know your situation, but when I've had to leave situations, they were unhealthy for me. And I 100% learned from it. And now I'm married to an amazing husband with kids, and I'm in the right spot. And you always end up where you're supposed to end up, even if there's some rough stuff in the process.
Thank you so much. It's all learning experience, right? I really think I'm going to be a better person from this. You know, my past partner and I, you know, we're still friends. You know, no hard feelings, but we're just going our separate ways.
You got me in tears, like, in my feels over here. I'm so happy for you.
It is a good learning experience. It's very hard to go through, especially when you still love someone, but you acknowledge the fact that it's not a healthy situation and you need to leave it. But when you do, you become a much stronger person, especially when you're looking out for yourself.
Thank you.
You are so
much.
Wise.
I try.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever gone through like a winter cleaning? It's kind of like spring cleaning, but different. You're getting rid of all your stuff.
I don't think so. I hang on to stuff a little too long.
So I opened my closet door recently, and I was like, I need to get rid of all of this. So I, you know, have divvied up some things to my friends, but I still have a lot of stuff left over. But I want to make sure that I'm donating it to the right places. So do you have any suggestions for me, Tanner?
Since I'm not from Sonoma County, I don't have like a wide array. I guess Goodwill would be my recommendation because they take everything.
Okay.
Everything.
See, I heard that Goodwill throws stuff away.
What?
Yes. Okay. Shocking news, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we would love to hear from you. Where in Sonoma County can I donate my belongings?
6361-HOP. Give us a call right now.
Good morning. It's Deanna. Good morning, it's Deanna. Before you donate, you should look and see how much donation costs are. You know, like, for instance, for every dollar, if the organization gets 80 cents to pay the people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See, that's kind of the road I was going down, so I'll have to do more research.
Crossing the Jordan helps people with addiction. They live there for 18 months.
Wow. That's incredible.
And they do jobs like painting and moving to help pay for their stay there.
Marilyn and Katati. Hi. Hey, I always go to hospice. You know, they always do good and help people out so much, and they they're real good about taking clothes. At least they have been.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's such a good suggestion. I didn't even think about that. Have you done this before?
Oh, yes. I took some to the one here in Rohnert Park, and I mean, they're all over Santa Rosa and Petaluma, so
Absolutely.
They're really nice.
That's something I didn't even think about, and thank you so much for calling and telling us about that, because hopefully more people will do that.
Yes.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What is your favorite old wives' tale? Off the air yesterday, Amber, you were talking about how your fiance wants to throw like everything away right now.
Yeah, he got in one of those moods on Tuesday.
And I was shocked when you said he even wanted to throw away my coin purse.
Yeah, I don't know where he found it.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, that's full of change.
And it instantly popped in my mind an old wives' tale that my mom used to tell me, that throwing away money in any form, whether it's cash, whether it's change, whether it's a gift card, is bad luck.
I've never heard of this. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's a thing. Wait. Did I say that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm not sure if it is. I don't know if it's a way just for like... I think the thought behind it is... gather all your change. You never know when you're going to need it. Don't throw away money.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. But I didn't know that it was bad luck.
I didn't know that until my mom told me when I was cleaning my room when I was a kid. And I was like, I'm never doing it again. I'm sorry.
I don't want bad luck.
I don't want it at all. What is your favorite old wives' tale, Amber?
You know how, like, when you were a kid, you used to, like, cross your eyes and stick your tongue out, make funny faces at your parents?
Yeah.
Well, my mom used to say, she used to say, don't cross your eyes. They'll get stuck that way. They're going to get stuck, which is definitely an old wives' tale because it's false.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't?
No, crossing your eyes does not lead to the specific disorder that is eye crossing.
Well, that's good. I'm going to start crossing my eyes a lot more often, writing that down.
Yeah.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What is your favorite old wives' tale?
CJ from Forestville says, heartburn while pregnant, a baby with a head full of hair. It's proven true for me, thankfully, making my fire-breathing ways worth it during pregnancy.
It sounds like Corinna from Santa Rosa has something similar to you, Amber. She said, don't make faces or they will stay that way.
Oh! Yeah.
Not eyes, but faces.
Oh, I didn't see your comment, yeah. Corinna. Thank you for that. Emily from Sonoma says, drinking milk coats your stomach when sick. Doesn't work well if you're lactose intolerant.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What do you think is the ultimate Valentine's Day present?
Valentine's Day, we celebrate.
Yes, we do.
Everybody clap your hands.
Valentine's I love how we guessed what the clapping hands would be.
I know, it could be up to interpretation.
Well, Valentine's Day is indeed the next holiday coming up. And for those of us who celebrate it, what is the best, the most ultimate Valentine's Day gift? Because yesterday we kind of talked about, like, Valentine's Day gifts that everyone hates.
Yeah.
And apparently it's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, but we got to think about what is the ultimate one. I'm not celebrating this year, but what I did last year, a complete home-cooked meal, everything from scratch. It was awesome. Had some candles. It was
Yum.
Great.
Yeah, that was our guess. We were like, well, what do people actually like?
Yeah.
See, my fiance likes things that he actually likes for Valentine's Day, like anything with hot sauce on it.
Ooh.
And chips and, like, beer and whiskey.
He's a simple man.
I guess. Things you're going to actually use. But we know that Valentine's Day is such a romantic holiday.
What would be the ultimate gift for Valentine's Day? Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP.
I'm Angelina, and I'm calling from the car.
Angelina!
Hi. I would give you guys a rose, since roses are the
top. You'd give us a rose? That's so sweet.
I just think that roses are my favorite present to get on Valentine's Day, and I also think I should share that because they are just the best Valentine's Day gift.
You know what? I agree.
They're beautiful.
Anytime you give someone a rose, it'll make their day.
Yep, always makes my day.
This is Homer, and I'm calling from Norwich Park, and I'm always up to Shirley.
Hi, Homer.
You know, that's pretty tough to say. I've been by myself, just me and my son, for quite a few years. But one thing I always took my wife was a dozen red roses.
That's the way to do it.
But she loved roses, you know, and candy's bad for you. And yeah. A lot of times, if you take candy to a woman, yeah, she's going to accept it, but most of the time, they won't eat it.
I want to say this to all the ladies out there. If you don't want your chocolate, I'll take it.
It ain't no better for you.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.